From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The King County Public Health Department continues to work with state and federal agencies to find the origin of E. coli that made 13 people ill. The Packer.com reports the outbreak, potentially associated with six Evergreens restaurants in Seattle, is not related to the national E. coli outbreak that's caused more than 100 illnesses linked to romaine lettuce grown in the Salinas, California area. All patients have since recovered, but the investigation into the source continues. For the past 2 years, wheat acres have dipped to a 100-year low and could challenge the 110-year low in 2020. In 2019, according to AgWeb.com, all wheat acres totaled 45.2 million, a 5% decline from 2018. Wheat acres have been on a steady decline in the U.S. for the past decade, and going forward, acres are expected to stay close to the current level of 45 million. Bayer has agreed to postpone its next two U.S. lawsuits over the alleged cancer-causing effects of its glyphosate-based weed killers to allow more time for settlement talks. Facing over 42,000 plaintiffs, Bayer is expected to eventually buy itself out of litigation for an estimated $8 to $12 billion. AgriMarketing.com reports Bayer, which acquired the weed killer as part of a $63 billion takeover of Monsanto, has ruled out pulling it from the U.S. market, citing extensive research that's found glyphosate to be safe. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.